Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we count down to Super Bowl 59, Eagles and Chiefs. You'll be able to hear all the action on WIP and the Odyssey app. 5 o'clock every day, we do this little segment, and everybody loves it. Let's get to it, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
You know, I've noticed, Spike, you've been doing this, like, reintroducing of the show thing a lot throughout.
Yes.
You know, because it might be new people listening.
There are a lot of new people listening.
Super Bowl run. And yep. I figured it was about time to re-update people on Ike Reese. And for those who might not know everything you need to know about Ike, the fifth thing that you might not have known about Ike Reese is that he likes to get his work done early in the morning.
Not unless he beats it early.
It's unbelievable.
You get it out of the way?
Yeah.
You never know what the day's going to hold if you're going to have enough time.
Wow. That's what you start with.
That's what I start with. Start off with a bang.
The fourth, I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah, well.
The fourth thing
you want. He comes into work completely relaxed.
Yep. Always a smile.
I wish that was the case every morning.
The only time he doesn't come into work with a smile is when someone's in his seat. In the lunchroom.
Yes, can't do that. Or there's too many people in the lunchroom.
Well.
Which is why I think I got that text message from you at 12:50 today that you were in our meeting room.
Yep.
We avoid crowds with this show.
Yeah.
We don't need to be lumped into stupid football conversations with a bunch of NARPs.
Whoa.
Not speaking for
I haven't heard NARP since Boomer. Boomer would call us NARPs.
I don't know what a NARP is.
Non-athletic regular people.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. That's what Boomer would call everybody at work who didn't play.
NARPs?
Yeah, so the only non-NARPs were him and Tiki. Everybody else is a NARP.
Non-athletic.
Regular person. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Me and Boomer, one and the same.
Let's just say you respect the non-players a little more than Boomer did.
Sure.
Yeah, Boomer just tried to injure me every time he touched me to remind me that I was a NARP.
I could see him being like a shoulder guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he hit so hard. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
The fourth thing you might not have known about Ike Reese, and I know I'm sure he's getting this a lot this week, you don't need to ask who Ike is rooting for in the Super Bowl. He's rooting for the Eagles, okay? We know he played for Andy Reid. But it's like, oh, everyone thinks it's so cute when he called up, oh, Ike, who are you rooting for? He's rooting for the Eagles, okay? Yes. Stop.
This is true.
He is a Philadelphian now. He is a former Eagle who played all but one of his
seasons. I don't
even
remember those years in Atlanta.
Right. So,
except for they paid for the house.
Right. He is cheering for the Eagles even though he likes Andy.
Bleed green, brother.
Yeah.
More than Jason Kelce, I could say.
Yes, that's for sure.
Just kidding, Jason. The third thing you might know about not know about Ike Reese is, you know, the Phillies season was crumbling in front of our eyes, and we are in Citi Field, and I think the entire stadium could feel Francisco Lindor hitting a grand slam.
Oh, this was such a great moment.
Ike Reese let out a fist pump when Francisco Lindor hit that grand slam because he closed out a parlay. So just know he has gotten to a point where the parlays have overtaken some of his own team.
Oh, my God.
He was the only Phillies fan smiling after that game.
It was sickening. Yeah. Really,
oh, wow,
really was, man.
Oh, wow.
We were waiting. Go ahead.
I did a good job of holding in the excitement.
Yeah.
I did the best job I could.
Well, that later on, we were in Citi Field for that game, and we had to wait for Jack to do the post-game show.
Stupid post-game show, yeah.
And so we're sitting in the hallways of Citi Field in the media area, and Ike comes up to me with a big smile, go, had Lindor for a home run. And I'm like, great.
Yeah. Well, and the best part was, is there was a video of our reactions, and Ike had to break it down like the Zapruder film to see if there was, in fact,
a fist
they
pump.
They caught me. There was never a fist pump.
Yeah.
And let's just say it was the consolation prize.
Yes.
Had the Phillies started doing what they should have done, then I wouldn't have had to worry about that stuff.
Listen, you have finally adopted, because a couple
hedge.
Years ago, I brought the emotional hedge, and you wanted to kick me off the show.
I did.
And now it's like, hold on, I've got Mr. Emotional Hedge in there. Yep. The second thing you might not know about Ike Reese is about a year and a half ago, there was a viral photo where Ike might have looked a little chunky. What you might not know about Ike Reese is he's now Ikey Diets. I mean, this guy's pounding salad, man.
A lot of salads.
Yeah, because he knows he's about to be in New Orleans. He knows Clearwater's about a month away.
Yeah.
You know, it's snack season, cutting season early for Ike.
Yeah, I mean, listen, T-shirt weather will be here in a couple months.
Yep.
You know? Yeah, I can't have any of that. I can't have that going on.
No, no, no.
I mean, quite frankly, it's a bad look, man.
Well, especially because the last time we were at the Super Bowl is when the other photo was taken.
Again. What other photo?
Again.
I don't think I've seen this photo.
Well, this one was deleted.
We burnt that one immediately.
Oh, really?
Yes, I actually got a chance to see that one before I actually posted it or anything else.
Right. Ike was wearing a revealing T-shirt.
It was tight. That's what I'm saying. It was tight. It was tight. Shouldn't have been tight. And, you know, I was wearing it with a suit jacket, so like a sports coat.
Yep.
Oh, you know, we out in Arizona, and you know, I'm trying to get my little Miami Vice look going.
Yep.
And I had the jacket open when we got ready to take the picture, and I saw it, I was like, oh, no. Like, yeah, we can't post that one. Can't post that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tight.
It was tight.
Ikey salads.
Ikey salads over there. Yeah, never would have thought. You. Never would have thought.
And the worst part is it's skinny fat.
Well, that's like the camera. Not the camera.
Not as bad as the camera.
Yeah. Not the plan. He looks 3 months pregnant. You know, you don't have that same issue.
I did in that picture.
In that picture, you did. But the number one thing you might not know about Ike Reese is that he forgot last night's Sixers game because he was packing. And he is.
That was the wildest text message I ever got in my whole life.
He's insane. I mean, you pack like a week in advance every trip.
It made me think twice about when we were leaving and what day it was. So I've been a little sick, so I was like, oh, maybe I'm just out of it. I look at he's like, oh, I forgot about the Sixers. I'm packing. And I was just like, it's Tuesday. We leave on Sunday. I mean, this is
not even an early Sunday flight. It's an afternoon Sunday flight.
You could pack Sunday morning and be fine. That's what I'm going to pack.
What a process this must be.
Oh, man. Well, I will say this. I take pride in, you know, being prepared, and I don't like to rush.
Yep.
Right? And we're going away. It's 5 days. So that's almost like 2 outfits for each day.
Yep. Because there's the...
We got the work day.
And
then we may hit the block a little later on or what have you. And you know me. We take pictures.
Yes.
So I have to make sure I look presentable when we take pictures. Because we don't only take them, we post them.
Yes.
So, don't worry. I have sort of the... I got a couple of little crew necks I'm bringing down, man.
Wow, you going crew necks?
Yeah, because, you know, it's like, it's not a hoodie. Because it's not going to be in the 50s or 40s down there.
In the evening, it might be.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a crew neck.
Little sweatshirt for us at night. But it had to be loose enough around the midsection that everything looks good.
Right. I mentioned your early packing
and shoes.
I mentioned your early packing to a friend of mine, and he's like, "Well, that's why Ike's going to look better than you in New Orleans." And I was like, "Well, yes, of course.
Well, that's going to happen.
He looks better than me every day.
Elliot too.
Well,
he packs early.
Yeah, I mean, nobody cares what Elliot wears though. No one's saying to Elliot, "Oh man." You look great, except for you.
Cool.
You're the only one.
I'm the only one who compliments him on his outfit.
Yeah. Now, my packing much easier. I wear a different version of the same thing every single day. I wear a T-shirt and jeans and some
that's
and a hoodie.
That's your day
every
wear.
Day. Yes.
But well, will you? When you pack a collared shirt in there?
Yeah.
Jack?
Yeah, I have a few
in
there.
One.
Yeah. I have collared shirts.
What's a collared shirt again? Which one?
The one with a collar.
Yeah.
You moron.
Like a button down?
What's a collar?
Yes, not like some, not a polo.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Some form of a button down. All I'm saying is we may get invited somewhere that we have to at least. You're not going to a saloon.
No, listen, I'll pack something nice.
Okay, just at least one shirt.
Yeah, I have stuff.
I'm not worried about you. I'm talking about him. Yeah,
okay.
Listen, don't you worry. The Birkenstocks and shorts
exactly.
will be there.
What?
He'll wear that for 4 days straight.
I'm gonna have to check a bag, aren't I? Am I gonna be able to do this all in a carry-on?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm gonna have to use one of my wife's bags because all I have is carry-on bags.
Two bags for me.
Two?
Yeah, I got it. It's a separate shoe bag.
Oh my God, you're outrageous.
One suitcase is strictly shoes.
Okay. Well, I'm getting there much earlier than you guys, so I could check a bag and not worry about it.
I'm checking two bags, man.
Yeah.
Company's paying for one, I'm paying for the other.
Hmm. You got me thinking about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking about that 5 days and the two things a day. How am I going to fit that in my carry-on suitcase?
I got to be prepared for everything. Y'all may not get invited somewhere I get invited to.
Well, that's
I think
true.
Last time you went to some Hall of Fame dinner.
Yeah, and I got friends in other areas. If you feel me.
And you're not looking to go down and hang with just your dorky coworkers.
No, I will. And I'm always asked, can I bring people with me?
Yes.
Because you know, y'all my road dogs. We're
Absolutely.
Rolling together, man.
Absolutely.
Plus, I need somebody to look after me.
Right. Yes.
Yes, Jack knows. You know this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And look after me.
And think about how much better you're going to look standing next to us. These two rejects.
I don't know, man. I think we're doing all right for ourselves.
Well, comparing to other radio people.
Well, I looked way worse in Phoenix. I'm just letting everyone know. Like,
oh, you're bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're stepping up our game.
Yeah, I saw a photo of you.
Awesome. This is going well. Just kidding.
With you, Ike, Elliot and Shane Victorino.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, that was a bad photo.
And I was like, wow, Jack has lost a lot of weight.
Well, I got fat shamed on that photo.
Yeah, you're big. Yeah,
there was a lot of comments on Twitter.
Yeah, well, and you were wearing that ridiculous City Edition jersey.
Every Friday.
Yeah.
This back next year.
They got to do a different one.
They won't. Yeah. Yeah, they won't.
Well, they don't do the same one year after year,
yeah,
do they?
They do.
Oh, really? Oh, NBA, they change it every year. They don't change it in baseball?
No.
Oh, that's awful. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale. Get 40% off all windows and doors through January. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.com. 215.
Good top five, Jack.
Yeah,
that was good. I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Embarrassing moments that I don't always remember that you're great at reminding me about.
Yes. I would say no one better.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Andy Reid, does it mean more to you to beat Andy in the Super Bowl? Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, man?
What up, Ike?
Ain't nothing. Yo, first of all, just quick with the Andy thing, then I'm going to go on to Jalen. Andy, I don't care. Like, I root for Andy. My thing is, I root for Andy as long as he don't play against us. And the reason I do that is because when you hear all his players talk about him, they talk real highly about him. So that let me know. People around him is confirming what I think. He seemed like a good dude. But when you play against us, I root against everybody who play against us first. But if he didn't play us, I root for him. So that's just as simple as it is with me. Or whatever.
And, okay.
And as far as this the Hurts thing, the crazy part about that is I disagree with y'all talking about winning and stuff like that, because when they judge Patrick Mahomes and Brady and call him the GOAT, and they put Brady over Montana, it was based on the number of championships he had. So how winning is not an important stat for a quarterback to me. I don't understand that.
Well, it's part of it. That's all I would say, is it's part of it.
No, this ain't even as much as directly to you. I know I've heard y'all over and over again, and not just you, but I think Jack agreed too, when y'all said that winning is a coach's stat, not a quarterback's stat. And I always disagreed with it, and then it came back a little bit today. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was saying. How do you say it's not a quarterback's stat either when most of the great quarterbacks is judged on how many Super Bowls they won?
It's a great question. And I heard Kyle Quinn answer this the other day. Imagine me hearing Kyle Quinn and saying,
yeah, you're repeating it.
He made a great point.
Come on, dude.
But he did make a great point. And his point was, is that you can't just do it in a vacuum, meaning you can't just say wins our quarterback snap, or they he a team wins and the quarterback is responsible for it. But if it's done over a period of time, how can you ignore the amount of winning the quarterback has done? Because when you look at the quarterbacks who have won the most games in the NFL, they aren't bad quarterbacks. So a bad quarterback could win from time to time. A bad quarterback or a mediocre quarterback can win a Super Bowl, right? But if you win over a decade, over a period of time, then that's where you have to be considered a winner. I think in a vacuum, they're head coaching stats because it's a team stat. But I can see where, and I'm one of those guys who never gave the quarterback the wins. I don't believe in the quarterback win stat. But his point was, well, if the guy has done it throughout his career, regardless if you think he's the reason for it or the primary reason for it, if he's a part of it, then how can he not be looked at as a winner or have that as one of his attributes?
Sure.
And it makes sense to me when you look at it in totality. Mm-hmm. And Jalen's book is – he has enough chapters in it that you it's not 1 year of winning or 2 years of winning. It's 4 years of winning mm-hmm. and two Super Bowl appearances. Like, that's where I will give him more credit for the wins.
Yeah, I don't think you can win year after year after year after year and not say the quarterback has something to do with
right.
it. Now, to your point, Ike, why you can say it about a coach and not a quarterback is that's the only number we... So the only two things we have from a coach, I think, are what the players say about the coach and the wins and losses. We can't watch them on the field. We can make these little tiny judgments about did he call a timeout at the right time or not. But those are, even though they seem big in the moment, those are a small percentage of everything. Whereas quarterbacks, we have all these other numbers and we can watch and see. And the reason I say that coaches have it is that, and by the way, same thing. I would say mediocre coaches have won the Super Bowl, and I named a few earlier.
Yep.
And no disrespect to Brian Billick, and no disrespect to Barry Switzer, and all those things. But
nobody disrespect Barry Switzer.
Well, yeah,
he was just there.
Yeah, he was just there.
Yeah.
Nobody would say that those guys are all time coaches or even great coaches.
Yep.
But they won the Green Bay, who won with Aaron Rodgers.
McCarthy.
That's true. Can I give y'all my person?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Known by one name.
No, it's definitely the delegation. You know, I'm always going to give you a delegation answer. Luther.
Luther. Nah. See, Luther I'd put in the Whitney category.
Right. Everybody. You remember, hey, Big Luther, Little Luther.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know that's real.
Yes, I'm with you. I would go, listen, I would go Luther more than Whitney.
Yeah, I think that's that's fair.
They call him Luther.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's why Spike knew who you were talking about.
Yes.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's why
Jack has no clue.
Yeah, I have
Whitney Houston.
I have some guest passes to the delegation meeting. I'm not a member, but I do have. I have been given some. I've been plus one enough times.
You're aware of stuff, so
and yes.
You know, this, and you know how I get. Why I'm gonna give you. Let me give you why I think it's really a good one too. They just had a documentary on CNN. And it's titled Luther, and it won awards, and everybody knew what it was.
Yeah.
So y'all be easy, man.
All right.
I like it.
Yeah. I do like the ones, the Prince ones, Madonna ones, those ones are obvious.
Those are obvious, yeah.
I do enjoy the ones where we know both names and they're known as both names, but really only referred to as the other. And I do agree, now that I think about it, you can just say Luther. I've heard people just refer to him as Luther more than I heard Whitney Houston just referred to as Whitney.
Right, you know I'm going to say Whitney's whole name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Luther's a good one. Jack, do you... Now we've been talking about it for 2 minutes now. Any idea who Luther is?
No.
Okay.
I know. No, I see. I don't know where I stand with the delegation. I think I'm like the guy that I'll get brought and get made fun of the whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Yeah, happy to be there.
Yeah.
Right.
Would get roasted the entire time.
Yeah. Especially if you have on those Birkenstocks.
Dude, hold on. With my curved ass toe.
No, the fact that they're out.
Yeah, well, listen.
It's disgusting.
And they're a fresh pair, too.
Yeah.
That's stinky like the last ones.
Well, they'll be stinky soon enough.
You got these for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yep. Fresh pair.
Unreal. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's popping?
Yoshi?
Jack. Like somebody really got a vouch for you. They be like, "Who that?" And one of us guys be like, "Yeah, he cool. He with me.
He roll with me."
I mean,
Yes.
Man, I told that man, what's his name, we ain't going to a saloon. if that ain't some country boy or something right there. And then I also called y'all low-key. He low-key called y'all scrubs in a nice way. He said, no, y'all might not get invited.
Well, it's true. It is what it is.
Yeah, what do you want us to do?
Yeah. Hey, Yosh, when those friends from higher places start calling you, saying, man, come on through, and if I say, can I bring the fellas with me, either they say, bring them, or they like, nah, I ain't enough room. Yeah. I don't know.
You gotta be like, can I bring my narcs?
My narcs.
Well, make sure you say Spike, not me. Everyone knows that.
Oh yeah, because he's an athlete. That's right.
I ran two marathons.
Well, it's running.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you really gonna have to show your kids some VHS tapes and DVDs, because they're like, really?
I still have the newspaper with first team all Jazzmon on it. Yep.
Hey, that's what's gonna count, baby. That's what's gonna count. Hey, man, look, I don't hate Andy. I mean, in my opinion, he possibly top three best coaches ever. I mean, but I want to beat Andy because that's nice on the resume. I think Jack mentioned it last night. What's his name? We didn't beat Lombardi in a title game, and then we didn't beat Belichick. Francisco said it, I think. And we didn't beat Belichick. And then we get Andy, man. That makes the resume look so nice. I mean, we Andy's first marriage. He was good to us. He bought us a little rancher, a little 3-series BMW, took us to Cancun and Jamaica. But at the end, the trust was lost. You know what I'm talking about? But then you get with this new marriage. You know what I'm saying? He buying them Maybachs, a mansion, taking them to the south of France, walking around the Colosseum in Rome. I mean, they getting everything, man. They walking off in the sunset. I mean, I'm kind of bitter, but I do remember the good things that he did for me. I just didn't get what the new marriage got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm going to help OG out a little bit. What's his name? You know, they did take a step back on Josh Allen this year. This the least amount of yards he had in the last 4 years. He threw probably 80 times less than he normally does.
Yep.
They leaned on that run game heavy, three backs. So, you know, but I ain't trying to argue with you, Spike. Look, I'm your homie.
No. Yosh, I agree with you. I agree with you. But the offense is still based around Josh Allen, and he's going to win MVP. You know.
I still got a Spike halo. You know what I'm saying? And Ike, man, you got to stop these boys because that belly keep making his rounds. I'm telling you, holler at me, boy. I can get that belly down. You better put a daggone a heavy bag in that basement and hit it for like.
Start hitting that heavy bag. You know what I did get for?
Working right on up.
I know you are. Listen. Right, I need to come over there and train with you, man. I got to come over there with you.
Hey, bro, what's name for free too? I'm gonna call everybody. Be like, yeah, what's that? Oh, you wanna know what I'm doing? I'm training night.
Why I ain't coming. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Yep. There it goes.
That's why I ain't coming.
Yep. Knew that was happening.
Ain't nobody coming to my house. My wife do not play that. What's name? You cannot show up unannounced. And if you over there, she gonna call everybody and be like, you show up at my house and I'm gonna let something out on you. What's name? We got company. Stay away. You ain't gotta worry about that, boy. You ain't gotta worry about that. Oh, you know what I'm happy about this week? We ain't gotta worry about no punt perfect, no dodgeball, no tug of war, no flag football, no helmet harmony. We ain't got to worry about none of that. We chilling this week. Ain't that a great feeling?
It is. Right. It really is.
Stress-free weekend.
Yeah, just talking a little football, having a little fun. Yosh, give us your person who's known by only one name.
I don't even know her last name. I had to look it up, but I'm going to go with Ike girlfriend, and she my side chick, Rihanna.
Rihanna's a good one.
Yeah.
Rihanna's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know Rihanna's last name either.
I don't either. Yeah.
Well, what's her real name? Is her real name even Rihanna?
I think that is her real name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that the first one, Replay.
Her name's Robin Fenty.
The first song, because Jay-Z signed her.
Okay, you're right. It is Robin Fenty.
Jay-Z discovered her. I remember Ponda Replay. Ponda Replay was the first song. I remember hearing that.
He discovered her, all right.
I think she was 17.
Yeah, of course she was.
Yep.
Ooh, boy.
I'm a Rihanna over Beyonce guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we all are.
Oh, you are too? I didn't know you were too. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Coming up next.
I'm Kelly Rowland over Beyonce.
Really?
Well, not as an entertainer.
Okay. But I take Rihanna songs over Beyonce songs as well.
Yes. And I'm the girl from Friday over... No, yeah.
Nia Long.
Oh, that takes us back several months.
Yeah. Well, and then... Crap, what's he? I was someone over Nia Long, and that got hot.
Holly Berry.
No,
Wasn't that the discussion?
No, it was the other girl in the Holly Berry movie.
All right.
Oh, he liked Robin Gibbons.
Robin Gibbons, and we had to explain to him the whole Robin Gibbons thing.
Yes.
All right, coming up next, we have a...
I'll see you at the cookout.
Coming up next, we're going to have something for you that you can take part in on... Are we doing this tomorrow? We're doing it tomorrow. On the streets of Philadelphia to help do something for Saquon. And we're going to bring Buzz in, and we're going to tell you how you can be involved in that. That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.